Hi everyone, I'm glad you're listening in to learn what small changes you can make to create a big difference. On today's very first episode of Green Me, I'm going to get into all the details of the environmental impacts of fast fashion and what you can do now to make your closet more eco-friendly. The term fast fashion derives from the fact that brands are constantly making new clothes. Instead of restocking items when they run out, companies create entirely new designs that push their old ones to be deemed as unfashionable. You may be wondering how these brands are able to create new designs every 2 weeks, and the answer is they sometimes don't. Small brands and designers far too often see their original designs on the faces of brands like H&M and Zara. Companies like Zara are able to turn a design sketch into an item of clothing being sold in stores in just 14 to 21 days. By restocking their racks every 2 weeks, the industry is now producing 400 times more clothes than they were just 20 years ago. And as a result, consumer culture has been completely inflated. Now, how are these companies able to produce these new clothes before the next wave of designs arrive? Have you ever questioned how can H&M sell a shirt for $3, pay for the expenses of having the shirt made and transported, and still make a profit? The answer is cheap materials, cheap transportation fuel, cheap marketing, and cheap labor. Fast fashion has received immense media attention. In the 1990s, multinational athletic wear company Nike was caught by university student activists to be selling goods produced in sweatshops. In today's day, 30 years later, sources such as the Washington Post have reported that Nike currently purchases from a factory of Uyghur Muslim workers. People are familiar with the ethical issues of sweatshops and fast fashion. However, what many look past are their impacts on the environment. Think of the last shirt or top you bought and what it may be made of. Most garments from fast fashion brands are made from a material called polyester. With the rise of rapidly produced clothing items, production of this substance has far surpassed cotton, wool, and other common materials. Polyester is a petroleum-based fiber that requires immense amounts of fossil fuels to produce. To be exact, 70 million barrels of oil per year. Now, back to your t-shirt. When you throw this piece of clothing in the washing machine, you may find it to come out with tiny lint balls and fibers all over it. This is because in the washing machine, polyester sheds off fibers that find their way into waterways and eventually the ocean. That's right, polyester is the leading cause of microplastics in the ocean, not your straws and water bottles. Aside from polyester, the fashion industry in general is not very kind to our planet's water supply. About 20% of industrial water pollution comes from the fashion industry alone. In countries where most fast fashion garments are produced, many of which do not have very strict environmental laws, toxic wastewaters from garment production factories are dumped directly into nearby rivers. If you've ever seen photos of the notoriously pink rivers in Bangladesh, this is exactly why. These rivers in Bangladesh have 22,000 liters of wastewater dumped into them every day. This is where we start to see environmental issues affecting not only plants and animals, but human beings who breathe air and drink water. Although I've just ranted on the impacts of polyester use, other leading materials such as cotton aren't much better. 2.5% of all cultivated land on Earth is used solely to farm cotton, and much of this land uses harmful chemical fertilizers that wash into waterways. 5,400 to 19,000 liters of water are used to produce just 1 kilogram of non-organic cotton, and 80% of this water is used simply to wash away the fertilizers and pesticides used to farm it. This almost makes these farming methods seem completely pointless, but I'll save those details for another episode. Now, going back to your new shirt, it's been some time, and you're starting to realize that you haven't worn this shirt in a while, so you decide to trash it. The average American throws away about 82 pounds of clothes per year, and wears a piece of clothing only 7 times before trashing it. When it comes to waste, polyester can take up to 200 years to degrade. In fact, every piece of polyester clothing that was ever made is still sitting somewhere in a landfill today. So what can you do? The answer is simple. Stop buying and stop trashing. The key to sustainable fashion is not putting all your hopes in unaffordable clothes from sustainable brands. It's actually just to buy less. Sustainable clothing brands often sell at high prices for a reason, and this gives off the idea that the more expensive an item is, the better it is for the environment. You'll often hear people say, "How is Urban Outfitters any better than Shein or H&M?" And the answer is, it's not much better. In the world of affordable fashion, there aren't any good or perfect companies. And when it comes to how you can make a change, don't put all the blame on corporations that you can't fix. Put the blame on overconsumption. Remember those 82 pounds of clothes people waste annually, and the amount of privilege it takes to be able to throw away so many garments only to replace them with new ones. When it comes to fashion, there are so many ways you can change your consumption habits. Now, this is what I call the time frame method. Before buying something, envision yourself in 1 year. Where will you be? In college? Starting a new job? Still in high school? Still doing the same thing you're doing now? Ask yourself if your future self will be wearing or using this item in 1 year. If not, then there's no reason to be feeding into these corporations' profits. For high schoolers like me, it seems impossible to be trendy unless you have new clothes. However, it is important to keep in mind that the cycle of fashion trends repeat themselves every few decades. You can easily find pieces from thrift stores or your parents' bin of old clothes that would be trendy today. Be careful with thrifting though, as low prices at any store can trick people into overconsumption, which isn't good in any circumstance. Now, I'm not expecting you to live the rest of your life off of whatever is in your closet now and thrift shops. In fact, I have pieces in my closet from H&M and Zara, and it can be unbearable to put all the weight of fast fashion on the consumer when corporations are still producing clothes rapidly. However, through social media, if people are able to collectively put new fashion trends on a halt and emphasize the already existing cycle of trends that repeat themselves every few decades, we can send a message to corporations that consumers aren't too excited about their new clothes coming in every 2 weeks. And this movement is already happening. Through companies like Depop and Etsy, upcycling clothes has never been easier. In order to save the environment from the impacts of fast fashion, we need to collectively slow fashion down. Although it's essential to do this and to buy less, you can't promise yourself that you'll never buy clothes again. It's important to invest in sustainable fashion if you can. And I'm not just talking about the $100 white t-shirts that you find on fancy online companies. You can buy clothes that are made in places with stricter environmental laws, such as the US and Europe. I hope you learned something new, and maybe you'll change your consumption habits when it comes to fashion. Thanks for listening in on how you can make small changes to create a big difference in the world.